Hello everybody, you're listening to the Sunday Sermon Podcast for Sunday, the 19th of February, 2023. Well, you're very welcome back to the podcast. You're looking great, you've got a glow about you, you seem healthy and holy, like you've been drinking a gallon of holy water an hour. And the bloody glow says it all. You look fantastic. And I'm not just saying this to vamp while I look for my notes. Far from it. No, I think you should become a model. It's a tough job being a model because one minute you're in Milan, then you're in Paris, and you got your fingers down your throat and you're getting rid of everything because you got to fit into that Dior cat suit, or else you're going to have to go back home and everyone's going to say, are you not a model anymore for Dior? What happened? One croissant too many? I dropped a thing. Sorry if you heard noise on your end and are freaking out. I dropped a little thing. I'm not starting again. I'm already talking about modeling. Yes, no, you can't just fall back on modeling. You can't just rely on your looks. That's why you need to branch out, like Jamie Dornan. He was a model, and then he became, I don't know what he did after that, but he didn't like being a model, so he wanted to try other things that he wasn't any good at, like acting. And God, I hope he finds something that he likes that's a good fit for him. That film where he played a bumpkin who thinks he's a bee, and the films where he's the sexy, rich, genius man. And no offense to Jamie Dornan, but he doesn't, you know, if I was on a quiz team with him, I'm not saying he doesn't strike me as a genius, but I'd be very reluctant to let him hold the pen. Listen, enough Jamie Dornan bashing. Actually, do you know what? That film he did with Kristen Wiig, Barb and Star, go to that. He was very good in that. So I take it back. Go into your life of modeling. Have a career. Live it up. But just stay away from the old booger sugar. And when Kristen Wiig offers you a part in a funny film she's written, you say yes, okay? And you'll be grand. So this week has been a very busy week. I understand that there was a march yesterday. There's too many UKians here, people from the UK. And so there was a big march yesterday to say, no, we're happy there's refugees here. And it was attended by upwards of tens of people, I heard. So that's very encouraging. And a lot of people think that the government's housing policy, which is implemented and ran by landlords, that it mightn't be that fair on people who aren't landlords. And all you have to do is walk around any of the leafy suburbs of South Dublin and you'll see these pink-shirted, red-faced men eating breakfast alone on Sunday morning, all of them looking like they're a fart away from the toilet from having a heart attack. These are the people we need to be investing in. This is the future. This is the youth. So you can be out there, all ye headbangers walking around the middle of Dublin yesterday, all 10 of ye, saying, we love refugees and we want to house them. But really, you're making lads like Ephraim and Bazar, you're making them feel bad for being so greedy. And these people are heroes. You know, you can forget about your Michelle Smith de Bruins and your Batman. No, the landlords of Ireland are the real heroes. They're having a terrible time at the moment, which is why I am organising a charity single. It's unfortunately that I didn't want to have to spend money on, you know, rights for a big fancy song. So it's just public domain. It's just Captain Places my Long Do-da. And we're going to get all the landlords of Ireland together, and we're all going to get together at the Three Arena and record an album or a single that's going to be the first mandatory charity single that everyone has to buy. And all the proceeds from that will go, will just go back into the lad singing the song. Because, hey, look, you know, someone's rent, that's how someone's paying their mortgage, you know. That's how it goes. And we have to look after people who own at least 2 to 3 houses, because that's what Ireland's all about. Anyway, I've got a lot to talk about, so we're going to jump straight in, and here we go. I was chatting with my good friend Night Shyamalan, or as you might know him, M. Night Shyamalan, and I said, Night, I have a fucking great idea for a film, okay? It's about this kid, and he can see dead people. He said, I've already made that film, Quink, you stupid old priest. You miserable old coot. Do you not have your ears unplugged or cleaned every so often and have all the bullshit scraped out? I made a film back in 1999 called The Sixth Sense, you old fool. I said, Knight, there's no need for that. I know that your parents... your dad, probably fucking crazy, fucking sadistic move on his part, sent you to a all-boys Catholic school and in Philadelphia, which sounds like a fucking nightmare on top of a nightmare. And so you're allowed to be upset with priests, but you have not heard my angle on this story. He said, go on, so sorry. Go on, what is it? I said, so this is set in a post-COVID world. It's about a young boy and he's lost his sense of smell, but he can still see ghosts. He goes, okay, that sounds good. What's it called? I said, it's called The Fifth Sense. He said, Quig, you're greenlit, baby. Old Ned, I say, old Ned.
What?
Where are you at the moment?
I'm very busy.
I'm seeing on the GPS tracker, you're walking in a hurry towards Scotland Yard.
Yeah, I'm in London.
Yeah, why are you there?
I'm going to tell them everything I know.
Don't. What, tell them? Oh, that won't take long. What are you, oh yeah? What are you going to do after that 5 seconds has elapsed, huh? After you've told them the best lad in town, the best baker in town. Wild Billy Baker, huh? After
that took you longer than 5 seconds.
Okay, so fair enough. But I, you know, there was a flourish the way I said it. I mean, it sounds like you're...
I'd say everything with a flourish. That's why they call me Mr. Flourish.
No, they don't. They call you Mr. Flurry because you used to sell McFlurries knockoff ones.
They were nicer than the real ones as well.
Oh, if they're so nice, why did you get arrested? And don't say it's because I called the guards on you.
Well, it is. And because you called Ronald McDonald and he had no authority. So that's why you went with the guards.
Yeah, stupid.
And even at that, they didn't even know what crime they were trying to arrest me of. McFlurry fraud wasn't a crime.
Well, it wasn't then, but it should be now. It should be
a McFraud.
McFraud. You should be doing 20 to 10 in the big house. It's a miracle you're not.
Because you make your Quig flurries as well.
The Quig flurries have nothing. They're their own thing.
You do the same thing.
The Quig flurries are their own thing. They've got nothing to do with the McFlurry. Okay.
It's ice cream and crushed up stuff.
Yeah, but my mines are all, they use like chocolates and things like that. They're not good for you. They're not like a nice carrot. Carrot and ice cream, that's what children probably like.
No, I don't think so.
But instead of a 99.
You crushed them up. My one sold better before I was put out of business.
They only sold better because everyone felt so sorry for you. That's where their cues for miles.
No, they felt sorry for their taste buds after having a McQuig or a Quig Flurry.
Nothing wrong with a Quig Flurry. They're delicious. Kids like to have a baby carrot in ice cream instead of a chocolate flake. Probably. I guarantee it's true. They're only queuing up for the old one because they thought, oh, what's old stupid old Ned doing? Oh, he's somehow managed to put the ice cream inside the chocolate. How'd he do that? Probably through some Satanism.
No. Time. A sense of pride in your job, my job. Anyway, I'll tell them about Scotland Yard. I'll tell them about your quick furries, because you're infringing on Crushums as well.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare breathe a word of the quick flurries. All right, listen, old Ned, okay? When I said you could go to London, I said you could land, you could go visit Madame Tussauds.
You didn't say, but you never said you can report my crushum, my fraud to the ice cream race fraud to the police.
It was implied. It's always implied.
No, well, I didn't treat it that way. That's not the way I saw the situation.
No, you're just supposed to go in, check out Madame Tussauds, let me know what the girls allowed.
Wanted me to pick up a few models to you as well. They're not you get in trouble if you touch any of this stuff.
What, the red-haired one from Girls Aloud? Who's going to miss that waxworks?
Well, I didn't know that. I thought that one was in Dublin.
No. That's
I thought the rest of the Girls Aloud were in Madame Tussauds.
No, you're thinking of Bewitched.
You're not allowed to touch them, they said. What? Or you're not allowed to touch real people either if they happen to be there.
Hogwash. Ridiculous. What about... I need, for Quigg's Living Wax Museum, I need to know what the competition's got, because we're going to do one better.
That's what I was telling you. I can use some of the old candles, recycle some of the old candles in the church, and I'll make someone out of them.
You'll make someone out of them. Well, that's great. Look, this is what I want. This is what we're going to do, okay?
I made a life-size replica of Michelangelo's David out of the wax in there. So I think I've proven my ability.
Michelangelo's David is not going to be bringing people in the door. He's not famous. He's not on Instagram.
I'm sure he is. It's thematic. Well, the sculpture is. But I'm sure it's thematically suitable for a church, more so than the red-haired woman from Girls Aloud.
Look, Nicola from Girls Aloud should be in Quigg's real-life wax museum attached to the church, because she's got red hair, she's English, she likes a drink, and she'll knock your block off, boyo. She's very much like Mary, the Mother of God. Do you remember her?
And not personally.
I'm sick of telling the story of her. So when Mary was like 12 or something...
She wasn't in a band.
No, that's a Jesus and Mary chain. No, you're thinking... That's who you're thinking of. Just like Honey. You know that song they did about Miss Honey from Matilda? Good song. Anyway, Mary, apparently when she was 12, she was like, oh no, there's a bloody baby in me. And her boyfriend, who was like 14, was like, that wasn't for me. And she's like, yeah, I know, moron. It was from God, fucko. And he's like, all right, so who's this God, lad? I'll leave and I'll let the two of ye carry on. And she said, he's not here. You got to raise the baby as if it were your own, fucko. She called Joseph fucko a lot because she was a big Joe Pesci fan. And so that was Mary, and the redhead one from Girls Aloud, in many ways, is like 21st century.
It's more like I'm Mary, and Nicola from Girls Aloud is Jesus, and maybe I'm Joseph, and you're God trying to tell me I have to raise this wax work of her like it's my own and bring it back to Ireland.
Well, I agree with the analogy that I am like God, and that. But you're not like
nobody
Mary.
Nobody believes you anymore. You're going out of fashion.
No. It's like Nicola from Girls Aloud is like Mary with her scarlet hair, her breasts like a bundle of grapes.
I'm going to make her God in my scenario. She's God. I'm getting beeped at here now because people are telling me to get out of the way and stop talking about Girls Aloud.
They'd want to mind their own business. Did you get the registration? Because I can be I can be over there in half an hour.
You come over there and do it.
Can't be fucked. Don't want to. Apart from that, I'd be there. You know I'd be there. It's like that time when, do you remember when you were organising a dinner for me because I was named the best priest of the year for our parish, and you were organising that big dinner, and no, it was at, supposed to be at 8 o'clock, and then you called me at 8:30 and said all the guests are here, and I said, oh yeah, is that tonight? Couldn't be fucked.
You told me to organize. You picked the night and told me you'd invite.
Yeah, and I couldn't be fucked to go. And you've
no interest.
Been the biggest baby about that ever since it happened.
Well, that's why I'm going to Scotland Yard, and that's why I'm not bringing over Nicola with me. Because what I said, I have to pay for a ticket for her. I don't think they put a waxwork in. I don't think they let me put a waxwork in the.
You put a handle on her. Put a handle on her and just say she's a big bag.
Well, it's going to ruin her back or wherever I put the handle. I don't know. Where would you put a handle on Nicola then?
The back. Just put it on her back. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not putting it on her back.
Okay. Well, what are you going to do?
I mean, that's disrespectful.
Drag her by her hair through customs?
I don't even know if it's real hair. Or loose hair. Does the hair move? Or is the hair waxed?
I think it's waxed. That's why they're called the wax museum.
This is the research you should be doing.
But this is the research. Look, I sent you over to get that girl's allowed, bring her back. I can only assume you're going to Scotland Yard because Wiggy's gone missing. And listen.
Where's Wiggy? Where's she gone, Mrs. Ned?
Mrs. Old Ned is on the ground somewhere, okay?
Are you sure she's missing or is she just avoiding you when I'm away?
No.
I'd say she's avoiding you.
Well, remember there was a fancy dress party recently and everyone was going as couples and she decided quite bizarrely to go as Shelley Miscavige and you were to go as David Miscavige, the head of Scientology. And since then she's disappeared. And I think she's avoiding me to try and get me into trouble. I think you and her might be in cahoots. And... Or it's just a big practical joke on quick. Either way, there's no need for you to go to the... Going to Scotland Yard is a bit much now. Because, look, you landed at 11. You got the Gatwick Express into Liverpool into Street
Victoria.
Station. Or Victoria, I beg your pardon. And from there, where are you going to from there? You're going to Baker Street, I believe.
No, it's Scotland Yard.
No, but the Scotland Yard isn't where the wax museum is, and that's the only bit of business you have.
Well, that's I was thinking on the way over. I think I need to tell them a bit more of the business.
Mm.
Tell them that if I do go and take it, it's not my fault. I want them to know that. I want them to know who the mastermind. Not that you're a mastermind. Whose plans I'm following.
All right, so you're going to go in, you're going to say, look, someone may or may not be robbing the Nicola from Girls Aloud waxwork flavour.
Maybe if anyone will know how to carry her, they'll know.
Well, I'm sure her bandmates would, they'd also know a thing or two about carrying her.
Oh, well, you see, that's where I disagree. I feel like she's probably carrying them.
God, you're always banging on about, oh, she's actually the best in that. Oh, do you know what's actually...
Well, you see, that's I can probably relate to Nicola.
This is the same way you said you could relate...
That's how they probably called her. I'm Old Ned, and they used to probably talk to her like, oh, Nicola, we've got an award. You need to organise a party and then not showing up again. Couldn't be arsed.
That sounds fair enough.
I'll probably run into her down there reporting them. She'll be in Scotland Yard, the real one.
Well, saying the other people in the Girls Are Loud are mean to me.
Well, no, it's worse. Illegally mean.
God, this is madness. Now, this is... You said the same thing. We were watching that documentary about the Velvet Undergrounds, and you kept saying, oh, I'm so John Cale. I am so John Cale. I was like, you're not John Cale. You're not even Mo Tucker, the replacement drummer. You're a dickhead. That's what I said. I said I'm Lou, and I'm John Cale, and I'm Sterling Morrison.
Oh yeah, well look at me. I'm living it up in London.
Oh well,
things up here.
Living it up indeed. Going over there on Quigg's buck.
Going straight to Scotland Yard.
Yeah. Oh, if that's what living it up is, then you continue to live it up. You have a grand old time waiting to talk to a policeman. What are you going to say? A lovely old priest I worked for may or not have disappeared my wife.
I know, they'll probably know straight away. They'll probably see me and go, oh, convince Stanley Nicola, we're making cake for people who were undervalued.
That's not a type of cake. There's birthday cake, there's carrot cake, there's no undervalued cake. That's madness.
There is. It's called Madeira cake.
Oh, you're right, actually. Oh, there wow. Yeah, no, you're right. Okay, all right. Okay, forget it, old Ned. You're right. Okay. All right, how about this? I will allow yourself and Wiggy full use of your car if you just don't go to Scotland Yard.
All week. Full use all week.
All week. You can have full use of your car.
All week, every week.
Not all week, every week. That'd be like you'll never stop driving. Then you need.
I will. You'll run out of petrol.
No, but you'll get more petrol. You keep driving away from.
Yeah, and I'll buy my own petrol.
You can buy. What are you gonna buy your own petrol with? A song, a dance, a painting.
Dance, yeah.
Oh, dance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All those. My way like a Renaissance man.
All right, you're going to paint yourself singing a dance, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Not on my body, on a canvas.
I believe it when I see it, old Ned.
Oh, yeah, when you see me driving continuously.
Yeah, yeah. Then who'd be in the passenger seat? Nicola from Girls Aloud statue. What if you crash into her? And she says, wait, is that my statue?
Into her statue?
No, you crash into her, IRL, in real life. The real Nicola.
If I did, I'd make it up to her. I'd visit her in hospital and tell her whose fault it really was. And unless she died, and even then I'd go to her grave and tell her it's all your idea.
Okay, well, let's role play that for a second, okay? So I'll be at her grave and you be old Ned. Go.
Okay. Hello, Nicola. I'm the man. Shift, hang on for a minute now. I'm the lad who killed you with you and beside me.
What? Why did you kill me?
Because Quigg told me. A priest. Remember the guy who said mass for your funeral? The guy who helped bury you?
Quigg?
It was his idea.
Oh, he wanted, fancy him something rotten.
What? No, you do not.
Mm.
Well, I'm glad you're dead then, if that's what makes.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for killing me. I love being dead, me.
Do you? Well, then we're both having a great time then, aren't we?
Agreed.
Yeah. See you later.
Bye. All right, that went pretty good. That went pretty well. Okay, all right, let's do it.
I think we're okay.
All right, let's do that. So, okay. Cheers, old Ned. Hey, tell me this, old Ned. Is there anything going on in Dublin this upcoming week that might have some headbangers involved that should be a good laugh?
Oh, there's a show on Friday, yeah.
Friday the 24th at 6:30 at Smock Alley Main Theatre.
Smock Alley Main Theatre Room.
All right, well,
that's on.
We'll have to go along and protest that, I understand.
You want to do that? Well, yes, that's it, because I'm due at the dog track.
Yes, yeah. I understand you're going to be racing other waxworks?
Well, we're going to hopefully put Nicola on the bar and let everyone. She's going to shoot off and that's what they're going to chase.
My God, that's going to be a hell of a night at the dogs. But that's not going to be coinciding with the Slow News Day show at 6:30, Smock Alley, 24th of February.
6:30 at Smock Alley?
Yeah, yeah.
Friday?
The 6:30 Smock Alley this Friday, yeah.
Smock Alley Main Theatre.
That's the one, that's the one. All right, so that's the place to go to. Don't even think about going to the Harold Cross Dogs because... Well, they're not running, but, you know, I guess the ones in Tala, if you're out there and you want to see some greyhounds, chase a wax statue of Nicola from Girls Aloud, you can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, thanks, old Nate. We'll see you later on. Don't rat me out to the cops.
I'll see you tonight.
All right, okay. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
And that's about it for this week's Sunday Sermon Podcast. If you find yourself in the Valley of Temptation, get the hell out of there. Do not go in there. And if you find yourself in the Smock Alley Main Theatre at 6:30 on Friday the 24th of February at 6:30, Slow News Day is going to be on featuring lots of funny people, quote unquote. It's been hosted by Giles Brody and it stars Ronan Carey. From Dream Gun, the aforementioned Colin Chadwick, you got your Aaron McGathys, you've got your Stephen Bradleys, You've got your Niall Goblin Canes. You've got your Shiva McQueens and lots of funny people. And also writing this is some people who should just be put in jail because they're always giving out about the government and talking about your Aidan Fitzmaurice and talking about your Keane McGowans and talking about your no good Jermot O'Briens. And don't get me started on the La La Loos over in London who've been filming stuff for this. You got your King of the Headbangers, Sean Burke. You've got your Queen of the Headbangers, Keira Knight. And don't even mention the people up in Scotland filming stuff for this, like Seamus Hanley, Ruth Hunter, and the Emperor-in-Chief of the Headbangers Extraordinaire, Conor O'Toole. They're all going to be here. If none of these names mean anything to you, then come along to the show and check them out. I think there's a lot of cool people. Sorry. I swallowed there. Apologies if that was disgusting for anyone who suffers from misophonia. Until we speak again, God bless you, God bless me, and please rise for the homily. You've been listening to the Sunday Sermon Podcast. Fine with me, Joss Brody, and Colin Chadwick as Old Ned. Big cheers to everyone who's listened. I'm not going to ask you to come to Slow News Day again, but okay, I am. Come to Slow News Day. It's going to be a lot of fun. Honestly, I think it's going to be a really great show. It's a great team. I'm extremely excited to be making stuff with all those funny people, and very excitedly, the head of entertainment at RTE said he'd come by if he's enough time, but there is a late show that night, so hopefully Ryan Tuberty will admit ahead of time, yeah, we're not really doing the Late Late Show this week. We're not doing a good one. This week I actually have nothing planned. I'm just going to go into the audience and ask if anyone has a priority piece. So, yeah, thanks for listening to the podcast. I'll see you in a fortnight. Hopefully we'll see you at Slow News Day. And, in the meantime, take care of yourselves. I love you.